Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, February 21st, 2017. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. And how are you, Brian?
I am splendid. Thank you for having us today, Jeff.
Awesome. I am so glad you are here, Brian. And also, Dave Hamilton, I'm really glad you are here.
I'm glad I'm here, too. And it's not really a surprise because Brian said having us, not having me. So it kind of ruined the
spoiler.
The suspense. Well, yeah.
It was kind of like a buildup because he didn't say who.
Oh, that's true. He created more suspense. See, he's always a step ahead of me.
Yeah. Yeah. So surprise, everyone. Dave Hamilton is here, too. Yeah. Hey, we also have a sponsor, and that sponsor is Blue Apron, which is pretty awesome. We'll talk about them in a bit. Before we get to that, Brian, you found out about a report that we're going to have a March Apple product launch event. Tell me about that, please.
Yeah, maybe. Probably. I put a... All right. So let me tell you what the rumor is. It's coming out of Otakara. Yeah, Mike Otakara. That's the Japanese site dedicated to various things. Apple. They've got a fairly good track record, in my opinion, with leak-based stories. And they're saying that there's going to be this March event, and there's going to be new iPads and new iPhone SE, which, if you remember, we were told in the fall, Apple was going to cancel or not renew because Apple was interested in boosting its average selling price.
Right. And it wasn't Apple that told us this. It was the rumor chain.
Correct. So currently the rumor chain is saying, nope, there's going to be a new iPhone SE, which makes a lot more sense to me, because this device is important for emerging markets in particular, and it serves as an excellent entry-level device for that's still using current levels of technology. Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing to me is that Apple will supposedly refresh what is essentially the entire iPad line and introduce new iPad Pros in the 7.9, 9.7, 12.9-inch form factors, as well as a new 10.5 form factor.
So we'll have four sizes of iPads.
Kind of, because the 10.5-inch actually has the same footprint, supposedly, as the 9.7-inch, courtesy of an edge-to-edge screen.
Okay.
Same footprint, but bigger display, and I think maybe even the same resolution as the larger iPad. And I have a tremendous problem with this aspect of the rumor.
Okay, tell me why.
Why? Why have a 9.7-inch iPad Pro and a 10.5-inch iPad Pro that's the same size, but has the higher resolution and a slightly, slightly larger display? Why do that? What market need is Apple filling there?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at, I have a lot to say about everything you said, so I don't want to like dismiss that forever, but focusing on this, that's a, 10% delta in screen size.
Yeah. Right? Where's the benefit?
And right. Where's the differentiator? I get that one benefit is, hey, this one's smaller. Hey, this one's larger, but not by much is the problem, right?
This one's a little smaller.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Brian. What if, and this would address one of my concerns with what you said, what if instead of it being a 10.5-inch and a 9.7-inch, it's a 10.5-inch and a 7.9-inch? What if they got their numbers mixed up? Because 7.9-inch is the size of the iPad mini.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which isn't listed.
They're saying this would basically be in addition to the iPad mini.
Okay, so the iPad mini is not going away, according to their rumor, right? Okay.
I got to back up. No, they're not addressing the iPad mini, but okay. It is the iPad mini size.
7.9 is.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, is there is no 7.9 listed in what you wrote about, or is there?
Yeah.
There's a 9.7.
Yeah. And a 7.9.
Okay.
Right?
I see nothing in your article about a 7.9. That's why I asked.
Second paragraph. Dedicated to the 7.9 inch.
Oh, there it is. Apple will introduce a new 7.9. Yeah.
But there's more information, Dave.
Okay, go.
Ming-Chao Kuo and DigiTimes have also both said there's going to be these four new devices. And I'm still not buying it. And they're all plugged in. They all have good track records. I have become a fan. It's been years now. DigiTimes has been accurate. People who say that they're not accurate are just not. They're not current. And Mr. Ming-Chi has a fairly good track record. He's not actually. I don't think he's quite as accurate as people have made him out to be. But you've got four places plugged into Apple supply chain that says that they're all doing these four different models, and I still have a problem with it.
Okay, so four different models, they're all variations of the iPad Pro.
Yes.
And yet there's still the iPad Mini and the iPad Air.
Well, maybe. We don't know that.
So the non-Pro version of the iPad may just simply go away.
Well, that would make sense. I actually, that's the most logical of these rumors that I've heard thus far, is that everything becomes, everybody's a pro now, right? All the iPads are iPad Pros. I mean, all the iPads are Retinas, right? Initially, there was a distinction, and then it was like, well, yeah, screw those. You know, we don't need this anymore. And it's, you know, so that part makes sense. If we've got this more powerful thing, we don't need to artificially keep that one slower, as long as we can sell it at a price that we, and when I say we, of course, I mean Apple, feels like, is appropriate for the market that we want to serve. You know, and people will complain it's too expensive, and they should offer a non-Pro or non. I mean, it's the same argument we've always seen, but that's irrelevant. Yeah,
the four could stay in them. Could Apple could continue?
Yeah, they could keep that around. Correct. The Retina 4. Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. So I think having an announcement that doesn't announce anything new that isn't an iPad Pro makes sense.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm just not okay with a 9.7 inch and a 10.5 inch device. You know, I've used an iPad. I actually spend hours a day on an iPad. I can't see wanting to use an edge display. I could be wrong. Haven't used one. Well, haven't seen what Apple's going to do.
Yeah, that's harder to predict simply because of exactly what you said. Yeah. Apple has a track record of delivering things to us that we didn't think we needed until we touched them. And then it was, okay, pry my cold, dead fingers from this thing. It's not coming back.
That is a very, very fair point. And I will add that I am also positive that Apple has been working on edge-to-edge displays one way or another for years. We've had too many leaks coming out of the supply chain about Apple doing some kind of edge-to-edge phone or iPad. And also, of course they have played with these things, right? So, I mean, the chances that Apple hasn't worked on one at some level are nil to me, but I'm still not seeing a 10.5 and a 9.7 on the market on the market at the same time. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, unless we're missing, to your question before, why? Well, there may be a very good answer
that
we simply do not have.
We just don't have the information yet.
Yeah.
And when we do, then it'll all be clear. As an example, before we got the iPad Pro, I was questioning why I would ever want a larger size iPad. And now yeah, I use
you question, a tool. You question every rumor.
Well, of course.
Every rumor. You're like, I don't want that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well,
it's kind of a check. Like, you know, if you say that Apple's not going to do it, Apple's going to do it.
Then it's like totally locked in. That's right.
It's totally locked in. But the other side of that, Brian, is that I'm not willing to just blindly accept any product without having a compelling argument given to me as to why this is a cool product. And for me, with the iPad Pro, it was that combined with Apple Pencil. And then suddenly it was a very compelling device to me.
Sure, all right. That's fine. Tell yourself that. That's good.
I'm going to keep telling myself that. And since I'm questioning the 10.5-inch iPad, just like you are, it turns out that means it's probably a done deal.
Yeah, it's probably, I'm wrong.
Yeah, so you're wrong.
It doesn't take Ming-Chao Kuo backing this up to change my mind. It takes you poo-pooing it.
Yep, there you go. Hey, we all have our different thresholds.
It's true. And then on the iPhone SE, it's supposedly going to have a 128 gig option, and there will be a product red version, but that actually might be an iPhone 7 that's going to be a product red version. So, you know, whatever. The idea is that Apple's going to apparently keep this device, which, again, makes a lot more sense than Apple not keeping it.
I have a bone to pick with the way Mr. Chaffin described the iPhone SE, but do you want me to pick that bone now, or do you want me to wait on that, Jeff?
You just read my mind, because I do want you to wait. So, because I want to talk about our sponsor real quick, and our sponsor is Blue Apron. And I'm excited that Blue Apron is sponsoring us this week, because quite frankly, I'm really hungry right now, and they can help with that problem, because what they do is come up with these really cool menu ideas, dinner ideas, and then they go out and find all the best ingredients and freshest ingredients they can to make these dinners come together for you. And then they package up everything you need, the right proportions, and you know, just everything. And then they ship it right to your door. So when you open up this box, you have everything you need to make amazing dinners, including easy to follow instructions. Some people in the know call those recipes, but instructions with beautiful photos. And
it's a how-to. It's better than just instructions. It's a how-to.
And it's also empowering, because not only do you get to make this amazing meal that you're just going to love, but now you know how to make it. So if you really want to do it again, you can go to the grocery store and buy the ingredients so you can make this again. But their stuff is really good. And one of the things that I'm interested in putting into my head is their cashew chicken stir fry with tango mandarins and jasmine rice. And that just sounds like really awesome. And since you get to put it all together, I can address the one issue that I have with cashew chicken stir fry, which is cashews. I'm just really not into them. So I can give the cashews to whoever I'm having dinner with, and they get extra cashews on their chicken, and mine will be cashew free, and everyone's happy, and it's beautiful and wonderful, and the food tastes great, and the dinners end up costing $10 or less per person. So you guys can totally test this out for yourself, and you can save money while you do it. What you need to do is go to the Blue Apron website, and that's blueapron.com/TDO, blueapron.com/TDO. And when you go to that website and you get signed up and you place your order, the first three meals on that order are going to be free, plus you get free shipping. So that's blueapron.com/TDO. And I just love that they've come up with these amazing menu choices, and that they can actually come up with stuff that works for someone that can be as ridiculously picky about what they eat as me. So if I can love this stuff, you guys can too. It's awesome. BlueApron.com/TDO. Go get your first three meals off your order for free and free shipping. Thank you, Blue Apron, for being our sponsor. All right. So, Dave, the thought that I've had you holding is about the iPhone SE. So run with it.
Well, Mr. Chaffin, the esteemed Mr. Chaffin, who's always a step ahead of me, as I mentioned, referenced the iPhone SE as a great entry level device.
I had a feeling you wanted to address that.
Wait.
Yeah.
Entry level for new tech.
Entry level for new tech.
I have a feeling you're not going to be able to backpedal out of this one.
That's an asterisk. Yeah. And that's the thing is I don't understand why there's so much discussion. And the first SE was discussed this way too, that it, you know, this entry level thing. And certainly because it has a smaller screen, it's able to have a lower price tag. And that perhaps is all that's needed to describe something as entry level, but it's an unfair description of what that device, certainly what the previous one was. We don't know what the new one's going to be, but if it's going to be based on the iPhone 7 tech, then it's effectively the same thing, just a year newer, which makes it current, like you said, current tech. And if you're someone that prefers the smaller screen size, or even if you don't prefer it, if you can live with it, and then you're getting the latest tech in every way with the SE.
Yeah, I'm talking strictly price. It's entry level price standpoint. It's the cheapest way to get whatever the current technology is for iPhone.
Totally true. Yes, that's right.
And that's all I meant. I like Apple doing that a lot better than just offering last year's phones.
Brian, you just did a wonderful and admirable job of talking yourself out of the bad perspective on entry level phone.
It's what I meant from the get go.
And I'm with you. So it's a better price phone for someone who's trying to get into an iPhone but can't afford.
But someone who wants in with the current technology. That's the thing.
I still have the same exact problem, even though you're both backpedaling all over this thing, is you're describing this. Why do you not then describe the 7? There's no difference, presumably. And we don't know anything about this, but let's say there's, other than the size, there's no difference between the SE, the 7 SE, whatever we would call it, and the 7 itself. Then it's all about preference of screen size. And there's this assumption, I think where my problem is there's this implied assumption, or at least interpreted assumption, that if you could afford it, you'd get the larger screen. And that is absolutely not true. It's that I want the latest tech, and I actually really like the what I'll call the 6S SE, because that was last year's SE model. It was really awesome, except I wanted the 7 tech. So now I'm living with an iPhone 7, and it's fine. I've come to terms with the size of it, but it is not the most comfortable thing in my hand.
All right. I totally get what you're saying.
And I'm definitely a power user, right? It's not that I'm choosing this because it's cheaper. I'm choosing it because it's the size that I want.
Okay. But all right. So first of all, the lady does project too much. But secondly, there are some people who would choose it based on price. I realize that that's not.
Yes, there are some people that would choose it based on price, but there's the, without the other half of the discussion, I feel like we're missing this thing.
Yeah, I get what you're saying now. It's like if I were to say that my iPad Mini 4 is an entry-level iPad, and I do not see it that way. It is my iPad with a smaller screen.
Right, and I actually feel the same way about the iPad, and I'm really happy that Brian, the rumor that you found, Brian, is... it shows that we're going to get, you know, potentially, again, you know, a iPad Pro. I don't know how they're going to call it. The iPad Pro Mini. Let's just go through all the permutations there.
There we go.
So, yeah.
Who knows? My 9.7 inch iPad Pro is named iPad Air Pro Nano.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Cool. I think I am exactly guilty of what you're accusing me of being.
Dave, where I look at the smaller device as the sort of, you know, oh, that's cute. And that's because I also am the lady who doth project too much.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So I'm actually really excited about this March thing. And it makes me think, you know, if Apple certainly comes out with the SE in a 7 size, or in a 7, now I'm getting myself confused. If they come out with the SE sized version of the 7, it will make me really think twice before jumping to upgrade to the 8 or whatever that's going to be called in the fall. Because assuming that I go back to the SE size, you know, if this thing comes out and actually like it, then, you know, I'd probably just live with it for 6 months and you know, and then upgrade. We'll see. We'll see if that's possible.
I was going to ask you if you would consider switching back over to the SE if an updated version comes out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I still travel with the SE as my spare phone when I travel. So
that's your spare phone.
Do you not travel with a spare iPhone? Like, what would happen if something happened to your phone while you were traveling?
I don't own a spare iPhone.
Yeah, see, we do. But, you know, I've got four people for whom I manage iPhones. Actually, six, right, if you count, you know, my dad and his wife. So it inevitably one of those phones is going to, you know, something's going to happen at some point. We have a really good track record, which is why we don't buy insurance or anything like that. But we do keep the most recent unused phone in the arsenal for, you know, that emergency scenario. And certainly, you know, when I travel, especially when it started really when I traveled to Europe last summer with the family, it was like, well, we're going to bring a spare phone with us. And that way, if one of us, you know, if something happens, we're still good. We still got a phone. We can still take pictures. You know, we're all like back in business. And so now I keep that SE and, you know, I charge it occasionally and keep it in the travel bag. That way it's there.
Makes sense, dude. And which is why it's so incredibly funny that you would say that I'm always a step ahead of you. I was actually going to say, blatant lies. What are blatant lies? I'll take things people say for $1,000, Alex. When you said that about me.
All right. Well, we're out of time, so we're going to have to wrap up. I hope that this report about a March event is right. Although at the same time, I do hope it's wrong, because then that means that the iPad Pro and the iPad Mini and the iPad Air that I currently have, I will suddenly feel are inferior, even though they're still fantastic products.
First.
Yeah. Phones. Yeah. I was going to say, this is smart for Apple to do this, because I'm totally happy with my iPad Mini. Like it doesn't, there's nothing about it that seems slow to me. There's nothing that makes me feel like I need to upgrade. There's nothing to upgrade to if I want to stay in that form factor. Right. But I'm really not enticed to upgrade. There are things about the iPad Pro that I like. You know, I'd like to be able to use an Apple Pencil and this, that, and the other thing, but it's like, yeah, whatevs. You know, I like this size. So by releasing this, it might get a lot of people like me that are iPad mini sized people, those of us that prefer that size, then, you know, which is weird. I know I like the small size iPhone. I like the small size iPad, and I'm 6'3", so with huge hands. So there you go.
Can I make one more note, Jeff?
Sure.
Preponderance of evidence here. This is the right time for us to get this kind of specific thing about Apple doing some kind of media event. Essentially, you know, 4 to 6 weeks out. We've had enough rumors saying the same thing now from the right sources. I would imagine that my quibbles aside and the confusion about a 9.7 inch and 10.5 inch aside, that this rumor is pretty much bankable. It's just vague enough to be bankable, and it's probably going to happen.
I'm with you. I think we're going to see new iPads pretty soon. And Dave's going to be stuck with his first world dilemma. Does he keep his bigger screen iPhone or move to a smaller screen iPhone?
Yeah, I'm curious to see what I decide.
I am too. All right. Well, we're out of time, so we have to wrap up. Dave, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me. Fun stuff.
Absolutely. Brian, thank you for being here as well.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
And Blue Apron, thank you for being our sponsor. Head over to their website, blueapron.com/TDO. Get the first three meals off your order for free, plus you get free shipping. Their food is awesome. You're going to love it. I've been eating it, so I'm talking from experience. Go give it a shot, blueapron.com/TDO. Listeners, thank you for being here. We will see everyone again tomorrow.